kedo, chudan, chini, nambranji, ti liver sepan, gumbo sambal santa, tanyamuni.
Jine ganji, yonzo, panzai, jingai, jing, mazo, nido, za, tina, tida, jing, namye, va, sebarandun, neji, de, za,
so ya, mija, go.
Because of which this fetus has been composed with the wish to distinguish this trace of time and Jesus.
Taki Jimmy, Jarvi up to judge and judges or mothers in Kitchen.
Well, as a tandrova, Namkantadanya, besimching Tamje to undo, see each and tell them in a beyond up a job, Sanjay to govern budget reversal. They each had the Tampa Chula to some gums on the Sumber Jevonia, Besamba Sanjo to Toji for Monday on December.
So Rinpoche requests us to develop the enlightened attitude, which consists of the wish to attain the perfect Buddhahood, which is not abiding in the two extremes of samsara and peace. And for the sake of all sentient beings, which are limitless as sky. And in order to do that, we listen, reflect, and meditate on the Dharma. So today's teaching is about the Dhamma-Dhammata-Vibhaga of Maitreya, the treatise which distinguishes phenomena from their true nature of phenomena. And out of this text, Rinpoche is teaching shortly the four practices.
The Sambit Chuti Nga Te Kanyi Nyam Na, Sambit Chuti Nga Ne, Ji Nyi Tepa Chimpi Jui Lam Ten Chui De Nga Re, Ji Nyi Te Sik Du Yom Re, Chu Dan Chu Nyi Namparin Je Pa, U Dan Tha Namparin Je Pa Nyi Lan Ji Nyi Sik Re, Ji Nyi De Nga Do Ji Dan Do Te Ji Nyi Lan Ji Nyi Sik Re,
So the five treatises of Maitreya consists of the two vibhagas, which means the two texts which are distinguishing, or the two distinguishing texts, the two ornaments, and the Gyu Lama. The two vibhagas, or the two texts distinguishing, are the Dhamma-Dhammata-Vibhaga, the treatise which distinguishes phenomena from and the true nature of phenomena, and the treatise which distinguishes the center from the extremes, so-called Madhyanda-Vibhaga. And the two ornaments are the Abhisamaya Alankara and the Mahayana Sutra Alankara. And the fifth treatise of Maitreya is the Gyu Lama, the highest continuum.
The
So now to the transmission or the origin of the five treatises of Maitreya. Actually, there are different stories, or a lot of different stories. Asanga meditated Maitreya, or did the Maitreya practice, and after 12 years, he eventually realized Maitreya, which means he directly perceived Maitreya, and by the magical power, or by the power of Maitreya, he got into the realm of Tushita, of the heavenly realm of Tushita, and received the teachings there. So wherever this Tushita is, maybe it's somewhere up in the Himalayas, in the solitude of mountains, or it is maybe in the like nature of our mind, nobody really knows.
Papa Tomi Ji Japtin Sambangobo Lo Tunis of Madom Nan Hyar Mazik Pajimtin Karasena De Lordula Dene Tomi Rana Digdeb Yobare Dene Digdeb Ma Digdeb Kadeb De Gypsin Sambangon Som to Jarava La Dipsi Jitama Yure Digdeb Yure Dipsi Jitama Le Madur Jepardo Dene Gypsin Sambu Manjevare Munsom to Jay Matabare Dene Yoma Kong Ningi Chambu Jipatop Je Dictate that the Egyptian Samba and Jarvis Logi here. Did Namtali Apo Samna, didn't it? Tepa Tepa, you only Yadam Drobata Yang, Yadan Yarn Jarva Yang, Ninki Chimbola Ralepa, Are. Yan Yapo Akubre, Sapona.
So, why did it take 12 years for Asanga to perceive Maitreya directly? It was because he had obscurations and sinful deeds which he performed, and due to this obscurations he was not able to perceive Maitreya directly. So until he purified this obscurations, he was not able to perceive Maitreya directly, and eventually he developed great compassion, and by the power of this great compassion he finally could perceive Maitreya directly. And we should consider that and know that only by great compassion it is possible to perceive Yidam directly, of course also by faith. So a few try to perceive directly their Yidam for days, weeks or months, and for them it might be helpful to read the story of Asanga, the life story of Asanga, because before one has not purified one's obscurations, one won't perceive.
Ne tanda jagar je kepata drupdup si song injike le jorjava mambu yobare indo te te thumi je namdar thumi je sambar drupa lojite injite le yona yani andalo niyabu yate.
So the life story of the Indian Mahasiddhas is translated into English. There are different translations, so it's easy to read those. And if there is a translation of Asanga's life story, it's good to read it too. So, some scholars say that the Chöni Namche, the Dhamma Dhammata Vibhaga, clarifies or is the profound meaning of the Gyulama. So Rinpoche taught the 10 presentations with regard to the Buddha nature, like according to the Gyulama, and now we are hearing the four practices of the Dhamma Dhammata Vibhaga, and we should now investigate the interrelation. So the root text is on the blackboard, and so if we try a first translation of this root text, the like entering, literally, chukpa means entering. Yeah, but
no, just.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's easier to. Yeah, yeah. Right. Chukpa, entering or understanding, one could also say. The correct practice. Consists of four points or four aspects. It is the practice consisting of perception, the practice consisting of non-perception, the practice consisting of the non-perception of perception, and the practice consisting of perception of the non-perception. So this is the root text. So now to the first practice, the practice consisting of perception. This refers to the like five to the sense consciousnesses, like the eye perceiving forms, the ear like hearing sounds and so forth. And the first practice is to focus or to understand this process.
Tene tanda kansa tamar pa ke sirur ji yor te thong thong ke dong thong zor te denba tar de na yen mene denba re sa yen ba re tene thong zor mene ka de yen ba ko go yong.
So ordinary beings perceive outside objects as if they were real, and they are attached to the idea that they are real, that they are in reality outside. And however, they don't. Tamelpe.
Tamarpa namde.
namche konso yabohak
denba shengire denba hingire yabohak hingire
yabohak gimare re what so they don't understand very well about these objects
ne ta kande sa ko go do sena sirur sirur je nawan de bakhyake bakhyake nawan jeba thoma meba ni denba tar do nang hen denba hembe bakhya tibu yere ta denba nang hen denba hembe bakhya de kuje namba hiba le
yapoha ko gore
nama de bakhya gantun nang yin bar hi go ba bakhya gantun nang re sampa tan ji yang ping ma re sir zo yor je nama de malam ye de bakhya ga nama yin be yi chi tempo am yi chi tempo ji yo gore tene jor wa tang po te ran ji le jor
So how should one understand now these outside objects? One should understand that they are appearances due to habitual tendencies in our store consciousness or alaya vijnana. Since beginningless time, we cling to outside existing objects as real, and this like consists of an habitual tendency in our store consciousness, and these habitual tendencies ripen, and they are responsible for the appearance of outside objects, and they appear as if they were real, however they are only like appearances from habitual tendencies.
Malam don sam tam malam dukya tang na ngarang malam dukya te zo mata bal te de malam yin na sam ban dau me pa so ya da malam yin na ga la sam ban dau sam na yang hi yo ga mare donga chong do ga mo ngene malam mo chi te malam mo chi ba kap so malam mo chi ba de ne thor wa che par ji chong na de ne ngene yi chi ye re de ne malam je kap ji donga me pan do ga re wa de yin de na yi Nama de sem zang yin, nama de sem zang yin ba dang. Sem zang yin ba sem na, turba nama yin ba. Den ra wang yi tenpo jie ge.
So I just forgot to say that one has to understand that these appearances are like in a dream, and they are not real, but only like appearances like in a dream, and one has to get certainty about that. One has not only to believe that it is like that, but one has to investigate and get certainty about this point. And like in a dream, when we dream something which is moving us a lot, and something like unpleasant appears in dreams, and then we can have a lot of suffering. But at the moment when we realize that it's only a dream, the suffering disappears only, also. So it is in this in the same way it is with outside objects.
Then na to malam ti pe te pe na ni ya ki malam ti pe re malam te kanga la nyam nyam ya ba re. Then pe malam ti te ni ya po sam mo ta mo. Pe ya ki de na to tmong de nyam nyam ya ba.
So the best example is a dream example, because everybody of us has the experience of dream, and the best example is always something which everybody knows or which everybody has an experience of. So starting from the Shravaka path up to the Vajrayana path, the dream example is the best example for things not being real.
Dene malan je pe de dorje te be lo la dene malan je nan jor se malan je nan jor se ne chu dro ga nan ne malan je nan jor che par ji yang go mya yo ba le.
So in the Vajrayana we have the dream yoga within the six yogas of Narup, the six dharmas of Narup.
Then Tanda Malam ji pe de chen de na wan de bakhya ga na wa yin be ni hi je ya ge che do malam ji pe sam mo tang go do pe pe jo tang go do
so to get certainty that the appearances of our wake experience are only appearances, we should use the dream example. So if we don't get a certainty that the daytime appearances are only appearances due to habitual tendencies, it's not possible to realize Mahamudra or the nature of mind or Dzogchen, something
like that? Yes, yes,
yes. Or Dzogchen. Because if one clings to the existence of outside existing objects, it's not possible to realize the true nature of mind. So, for example, if we believe in the true existence of an outside existing enemy, like our mind gets distorted, hatred and so forth arises. And in the same way, if we believe in the true existence of an outside existing friend, attachment arises and our mind also gets distorted. If we develop hate towards an enemy and attachment towards friends, our mind gets distorted and we can't realize the true nature of mind. So this is a sign that appearances don't exist in reality outside, because if we doesn't realize that these appearances don't exist in reality, it's not possible to get like power in one's mind or to realize one's mind. So in this first practice, one has to get a certainty about the fact that outside objects are only appearances due to habitual tendencies and that they don't exist in reality outside of our mind. So now to the second practice, the practice consisting of non-perception. So since one Rinpoche explained already the next step, so I just translate maybe now only the second step, not to confuse. So since one, now the second practice, since one has realized that outside objects don't exist in reality and that they are only projections or appearances due to habitual tendencies, one then engages in the practice of non-perception, and this means the non-perception of outside objects.
Mm.
So, since appearances are only due to habitual tendencies, they don't exist in reality, and this means they are not perceived, or they are not, one doesn't focus on them. So, the third practice is the practice consisting of the non-perception of perception. And now, since one is not perceiving objects outside objects, one is also not perceiving a perceiver or perceiving a subject. So let's take the example of the dream. If we dream of a flower, the appearance of the flower is the perceived object, and the perceiving mind is the perceiving subject. But since it is only a dream, neither the object nor the subject really exists. So we don't have the perception the perception of the outside object is not existing, and also the perceiving mind is not existing. So this third practice of the non-perception of perception is very important, because our belief that outside objects exist in reality is a very big disturbance. Because if we perceive or focus on an enemy, and we think that the enemy is existing in reality, and we get attached to it, a great deal of suffering arises, and it's very difficult to liberate oneself from this suffering. So, perceiving the different appearances or outside objects, and thinking that they are real, and also believing that the perceiving mind of these outside objects is real, we get a lot of suffering, our mind gets distorted. So So it's like in a dream where we dream a lot of different things, and we think that the appearances of the dream is real, and because we think that these appearances are real, we perceive or we experience a lot of suffering. So there are different states of mind. One can say there are mind, or there is a state of mind where there is no conceptual process, and where there is where there are concepts, and like there is a state of mind where things and names are mixed, and where they are not mixed, and we have to see how these different states of minds are, and how they work together. So like in a dream, we don't or we perceive appearances or objects as if they were real, however they are not real, and so one could it this is to explain it in a coarse way, in a more subtle way, one could say one is not realizing the essence or the nature of one's mind, or the nature of one's mind is obscured, and therefore one is not realizing that the din sang da meshin do nangwa hagugima den sem gi novo ma tokne
sem je novo ma to ba de mong ba ren tro ba
so this
sem rang tro ba ye ba
So because one is not realizing the nature of the mind, this is an kind of obscuration or darkness.
Dene nga chu rang ge sem den chur chur de pe de mlam ge sem mlam ge sem ka de zen ru gon do de na ye rang ge sem den chur ba ye ba ko ko rang ge sem den chur ba ye ba ma go no dene sem chur ba le chur tu gu ma
So how is one understanding that one's own mind is distorted? One understands it by using the dream example. So it is very important to understand the way how our mind is distorted. Otherwise one won't like realize the nature of one's mind.
Semje nelog mato ba mumba trpa letro be che do semje nelog gomba mumba da trpa mina de ne gomba gon ka ya
So in the Mahamudra and Dzogchen, one is meditating on the true nature of mind. And why is one meditating on the true nature of mind? Because it is obscured. If there is no obscuration, it wouldn't make sense to meditate on the nature of one's mind.
Dhamma gomba, tungpa nyi gomba, saja chenpo gomba, zopa chenpo gomba po namche, nga gomja goyo, nga gomji yi sampe, nga jachi na, te yang, tene, tata nga gomji yi sampe, tene te yang danzin re, danzin ji gomdo yungore.
So those who are meditating on the selflessness of or the non-self of a person, on emptiness, on Mahamudra, or on Dzogchen, if they think I am the great meditator I am doing this practice, again they have clinging to self. So if one thinks I'm a great meditator, I'm better than the others, and if one thinks in this way, like there are two like disturbances arising then.
This is nga gomba po nga gomji sampa kapso gomba pe dala taketa ngora kanza gdami ya po ma gomba tar kanza gdami ya po ma hi batar ten ro samna.
So if thoughts arise like I am a great meditator and so forth, this is a sign that the meditation on non-self of a person is not performed in a good way. So if you think, oh, I have to get realization very quickly and so on, and this is also a sign that they haven't really understood the non-self.
Then sometimes nga gomji nga le nyam do ya pon do sam go do de yang dan zin dan de wa de dan zin dan de zor te ya bo ha go go.
So if one thinks sometimes that I'm a great meditator or I have a nice experience, one should know that this is also related then to clinging to self.
Tene nan jor je wan so mala re be sung yu re dan da trang in nam ji le nang jemba ye je nam hin de ma to tu na ma re pa nang jemba ye je nam hin de sem je ne lo ma do ba kap so ma re pa je le ni mong ko ji je sa yi le ne ba de ni mong tam je ji ye dan sa ba re song ba re ma la re pe de le ya sa mu ne pa tam.
So there is one saying from the songs of Milarepa which says that so it's a Drangin Namshe. Yeah, it, anyway, it's in this booklet which was distributed. The Sunko Kandis, right? The Rangin Neluk Matokna Marikpare. So if one doesn't realize.
Same Rangin Neluk Matona Marikpare.
So if one does.
Marikpare, Leda, Leda, Len Korvajezi, Leda, and you mount and you get on Savarism.
So this saying says that the not knowing the true nature of mind is. How you say Marik, but then it's Unwissenheit, not knowing. How you say in English for Marikpa? Ignorance, yeah. So, so and ignorance is the root for different karmas and obscurations and so forth. So now the fourth practice is the practice consisting of the perception of non-perception. So this means not perceiving the object subject duality, one perceives the suchness. So not perceiving the object subject duality, one perceives the clear light, the nature of mind. One could say it also this way. So this clear light or nature of mind, which is empty of the object-subject duality, one could call it like Tathagatagarbha, Buddha nature, or Mahamudra or Dzogchen.
Vaisa dekhi nyingpo am saja chenpo dzo tokpar sepa lamsang to togma re rinpa rinpa gogo yu re rinpa ye go yu tangpo nama te pakcha gantro nang yinpa yi chi pakcha gantro nang yinpa yi chi nmek te tene pakcha gantro nang yinpa sena zon amalam ki nda madrupa yi chi zon am madrupa la tene zinpa yang madrupa yi chi tene zon zi nyi chi tongpo vaisa gongor ma to lamsang kandis gongto re.
So the true nature of mind, the clear light, Mahamudra or Dzogchen, the true nature which is empty of object-subject duality, one is not realizing immediately. It's necessary to proceed in different stages, so to say in these four stages taught here. So first, one should understand that all objects are mere appearances which arise due to habitual tendencies. They are like in a dream. Then next one perceives or one doesn't perceive outside objects, and based on that also a perceiving subject doesn't exist, and only then one proceeds to the stage where one has no more object or subject, or where the true nature is realized, which is empty of object and subject.
Then the penna saja chembo, same gene lo, saja chembo, gomba po and gomba mojik, Mulam mojina, oh. Ta, Mulam retis, and now and then trovare. Sana, Joba tambor. Trova imbus and a madrobre. Now a madrobus and zimbus same young madrobangi. Then zumze nidum for a sergeant and the lulos and the dead word, Mulamdo. Mulam mojina, saja chembo gomba.
So the male and female practitioners of Mahamudra, they like see like first that appearances in a dream don't really exist, and or they are mere appearances. Then they go to the next stage where they say. That where they realize that objects don't exist, then they proceed to the practice where they see that the perceiving mind also is not existing, and then they are relaxed and can stay in the true nature of mind. So in the Gyulama, the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature, is explained in nine examples, and this is a good, like to understand this subtle point, these four practices or these four appliances from the Chöni Namche, from the Dhamma Dhamma Tavibhaga, is very good to understand. So the root text.
It's not.
So the root text is not very long, and it's good to memorize it. So those who study Tibetan or know Tibetan should memorize it in Tibetan, and the others might also memorize it in English.
Then Chinese Namji, the Lobjon Zogore, Tanda Indikela, Savan Deva Nika, Georgia, Yere, Jamini Kela, Georgia, Tem Jupuzogre, Tene Janaga Kela, Yere, Kinda Layam, Jupuzogre.
So it's very important to study the Chuni Namji. There is now an English translation of the root text and the commentary. There is a German translation soon coming out, and there is also a Chinese translation. So it's very important to study this text.
Tene mama dönen bu ne çünkü namdin de sa ka he he bare. Yanta tanda he goya te pecha che sa che tu tene yo ya ranga mangbo che ne mama mama te ji so na te pengam do. Ya po so jo so ko do yan yan do ne so ko do.
So Rinpoche has taught the Chuni Namche in the past several times, but it's good to repeat always. It's not enough to just study a text and forget it then. It's always necessary to repeat one, what one has studied. So that's why Rinpoche repeat. So one also has to apply what one has heard or studied, reflect on it, and also meditate on it. One has to do it in this way. So we are going to recite the root text. So after having like recited these four practices, one is we are meditating now on the nature of mind, which is empty of object-subject duality. So this kind of meditation where one recites the root text every now and then is a very good type of meditation. It's a kind of analyzing meditation. So this meditation is not a kind. It's not then a meditation of ignorance or dullness. It's more a meditation which increases one's wisdom. So if one knows the 10 presentations of the Buddha nature, but if one doesn't know the stainless state, it's also a mistake. It's also distortion.
Yeah.